is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. Thank you for stopping in today on this Thursday. Glad to have you here for the conversation. President Trump, of course, in China right now. His next stop, Vietnam. But in a lavish state dinner with the Chinese president, President Xi, he has said that China has very one-sided and unfair trade deals with the U.S. He also urged the Chinese to do more to pressure North Korea and to limit their nuclear options, while also saying he can't blame China for having taken advantage of the U.S. all of these years. I don't blame China. Who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit. Donald Trump said. But in all seriousness, the U.S. president said, we must immediately address the unfair trade practices that drive what he said is a shockingly large trade deficit, along with barriers to markets and access, forcing technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property, which has been ongoing and rampant for many, many years. The president there trying to, he says he's been very well treated, which I'm guessing is true. And the pictures you've seen have shown him to be very, very well received. Trump said after visiting South Korea, he has also tried to apply new diplomatic pressure to China to lean on North Korea to abandon its nuclear pursuits. This is a very important meeting. This is a very important series of meetings for the president on this Asia swing. And another quote, Trump said, China can fix this problem easily and quickly, and I am calling on China and your great president to hopefully work on it very hard. Calling on countries to stop doing any business, Pyongyang and North Korea, and praising Chinese efforts so far to restrict trade. Now, his remarks came during the second day of his time in China after lengthy meetings with President Xi Jinping. The day included announcements that the U.S. and China have signed agreements valued at more than $250 billion for products including U.S.-made jet engines, auto parts, liquefied natural gas, and beef. The third part there I find very intriguing, liquefied natural gas, LNG. I've been saying for 5 years on this program, that is the ticket to get us out of the debt we have. Energy is the ticket for America. And America's energy renaissance is, well, it's unparalleled in human history. What has happened with American energy over the last 10 to 15 years is remarkable, and that's a massive understatement. We now produce more oil than any country on Earth, more natural gas. And we'll become a net exporter of energy in many sectors. We already are in some sectors. That will continue to increase because of our energy renaissance done, by the way, by the private sector with very little help from the previous administration, almost none, in fact, as Barack Obama was closing off federal lands. Private lands were opening up to fracking and other high-tech ways of getting energy out of the ground and delivering it not only to Americans but to people around the world. So this big deal includes jet engines, auto parts, liquefied natural gas, and beef. Trump had made a narrowing of the multi-billion-dollar U.S. trade deficit with China a priority for his administration. It continues to be a priority for his administration. During the presidential campaign, he accused China of raping our country on trade and pledged to minimize the country's trade imbalance. China's trade surplus with the United States in October, however, widened by 12.2 points from the year earlier to $26.5 billion. That according to Chinese customs data released yesterday. Now, the total surplus with the U.S. in the first 10 months of the year, $223 billion. Now, Xi promised to open more doors for foreign companies in China and described U.S.-Chinese relations as standing at a new historic starting point. Now, while our relationships with Russia may not be strong at the moment, it seems that our conversation with China seems to be very strong. Xi also went on to say that the Pacific Ocean is big enough to accommodate both China and the United States. That's probably a reference to these Chinese man-made islands, which is a point of contention, a serious point of contention, where the Chinese have manufactured islands in the middle of the Pacific and declared them sovereign territory, and then built military bases. But the big talk, of course, continues to be about the economy and where we go from here. Meanwhile, if you didn't hear it earlier, the Atlanta Federal Reserve predicting now that the fourth quarter growth in America will again top 3%. That'll be the third consecutive quarter of plus 3 or better in growth for the GDP. Now, that was something that people said could not happen. They said that Donald Trump being elected, he was predicting he would get 3% gross domestic product, said it will not happen. It has happened continuously since he's been president. Meanwhile, consumer confidence continues to grow. The value of your house continues to grow. Unemployment is at the lowest point since 1973. Worker participation, the highest it's been in a generation. And the list goes on and on and on. And despite all of that, Donald Trump's approval ratings remain stagnant in the mid-30s. And now what that tells me is that people like the policies but don't like the guy delivering the narrative. People like the policies. They like the idea that the economy is doing very well. They like the idea that Donald Trump's plans include tax cuts and economic growth and more jobs and a shot at the American dream. They like all of that. But they don't seem to like the antics, the tweeting, the comments, the derisive nature of some of those comments. So what will that mean in 2018? And right now I don't have a prediction for you. In July of 2016, I told you Donald Trump would become president of the United States. I told you how he would get there. Right now, he maintains a strong amount of support among his base, but that cuts off at about that 35% mark. The question is, do the Democrats put up Joe Biden? Do they put up Terry McAuliffe? Who do they put up? Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia, by the way, just leaving office now that a new governor on his way in. Who do the Democrats put up to counter what they have going on? Because the Democrats, meanwhile, at the top have their difficulties because Donna Brazile is revealing ugly truths about what went on inside the Hillary Clinton camp and about Hillary Clinton herself. And many questions remain about Hillary Clinton's involvement with this dossier produced by Fusion GPS, the DNC's connection there too, Hillary Clinton's connection to Uranium One. There are a lot of questions still to come out. And of course, Bob Mueller still digging around to see what dirt he can find on Donald Trump or his associates, maybe others, maybe the Podesta group, maybe some Democrats. We'll see where that all bears out. But we've got a big year in front of us between now and Election Day 2018. The good news is right now the economy for us is very, very good. It's a good time to be in the economy, a good time to be working, a good time to be saving, a good time to be investing. We need tax reform, though. We need tax reform to get there, to close the deal, to finish the circle. We need this tax reform deal. As we just heard from Congressman Wahlberg, he believes they'll get it out next week. He believes tax reform will pass out of the House next week. Then the question is, will the Senate finally do its job? 14 after. I'll get this right. 14 after. Looking at the wrong clock. 14 after on a Thursday. We'll be right back.